We're on with Doug McClure, Senior Vice President and Team Leader in Associated Bank's Commercial Banking Group. Doug, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me back on here.
I want to focus in our conversation today on the Fed. There are some that think that they're done raising rates, and we might see a rate cut starting early next year. Where do you fall on this?
Yeah, look, we're obviously following the experts over here as well, but it does seem like the Fed at least is taking a pause in the September meeting, and there might be one more at the end of the year, but I think the consensus remains that, you know, we are going to be higher for longer. And, you know, obviously keep in mind, the Fed has raised rates over 5%, and the economy is still digesting it. So I think what we're watching is just how this impacts our client base.
And how is that impacting your client base right now? What are you finding are the biggest impacts?
Well, I think our clients are, they're just a bit more thoughtful on investments and growth. And this includes organic growth. It includes CapEx. It includes the acquisitions that they're considering. And look, it's no different than someone buying a house at 7% interest versus 3%. You know, the math can still work. Again, you just got to be thoughtful about how that capital is put to work. And, luckily our clients, have fairly clean balance sheets to be able to react to it right now.
The last thing you want to do is see companies pull back on expansion or capital plans. Are you seeing any of that?
So far, again, the areas that I cover have been a bit more resilient than some of the more adversely impacted concerning areas of the market. So short answer is no. There is still investment being put to work. But again, I think the key word I've used already is just how thoughtful they are with the budgets that they're preparing to make sure that that investment remains purposeful and has some solid return on it.
Are you one of the folks who believe that we are going to avoid a recession?
it's interesting. We've had this discussion a few times, Steve, even going back to early last year, and I'm just not seeing it. I mean, low unemployment, solid wage growth, the American consumer has just remained tremendously resilient against the higher interest rates that, again, leading to trying to cool inflation. But the demand is not softened at the level that we would have anticipated with the increases in interest rates we've seen.
Companies have been putting together their budgets for next year, and you've been mentioning several times now resilience. How are they budgeting to do that? What are some of the key steps you're advising companies to take to be more resilient?
Well, there's probably three main things. I think staying lean on inventory, especially as we've seen supply chains cool, everyone had carried excess inventory. We're starting to see that kind of monitor down, if you will. I think pricing dynamics has been another. So just identifying key products or lines of business to make sure that, again, the return on what you're selling is appropriate. So we have seen price increases enacted in certain areas, and communication, understanding what your clients are seeing, reacting to that by talking to your supplier base. It's really making sure all parties are aligned with how our clients are approaching the market. I think those three things are the key areas that we've seen.
Doug, what would be a wild card that we haven't talked about that might come up later this year, or early next year, that would throw a wrench into the works?
Well, look, on the general manufacturing and service-based side, I think things have been somewhat cushioned. I think the area that people continue to focus on is commercial real estate and those residential mortgage markets. So on the commercial real estate side, is back to work really going through, what are the values for upcoming loan maturities in the commercial real estate end markets? And then on the residential mortgage side, is there enough housing inventory to meet the demand for, new household creations? I think those two areas are key focuses for us.
Yeah, on the back to the office situation, a number of big companies have changed their policies again. I saw today Goldman Sachs is telling people no more summer Fridays off. You have to come back to the office now 5 days a week. And I know there's some companies around the Chicago area that are doing the same. Are we seeing an end to the work from home segment, and back to office is going to be probably later this year or early next year a real thing for everybody?
Yeah, I think part of this comes down to the culture index. Trust in your people. For the most part, yes, we need to make sure that we're back in person. Do I think that 5 days out of the week is going to be the new norm for everybody going forward? I don't.
I want to ask you about another Fed report that shows that banks have been reporting tighter credit, weaker loan demand. What are you seeing in that area? Is it harder to get a loan?
Well, first and foremost, the financial sector is still open for business, and we remain strong. As I had already mentioned, I think commercial real estate and the residential mortgage side, that demand has started to soften, and I'd say banks are pulling back a bit in those areas. But for the general commercial C&I businesses that we cover, market performance has been strong there. So I would say banks are still lending, just perhaps at a slightly less aggressive term or level than this time last year.
One of the parts of this report said that the auto loans were among the terms, were among some of the loans that terms were tightening on. And one of the reports I saw, you probably saw this too, was that people are starting to default on auto loans and not being able to pay some of them. Are we going to see more of that moving forward?
I'm not sure if the metrics are as concerning as that headline suggests. I mean, clearly, I think we're looking at the ability for the American consumer to cover the debt they're taking on. Obviously, there's a lot of discussion out there of the quantity of credit card exposure there as well. But clearly, the default rates are a key topic for us. But when you look at the low level of unemployment growth or low level unemployment that we have out there, the solid wage growth that we've seen, until we start seeing substantial and sizable macro layoffs, I think we are cushioned from a more substantial concern there.
Yeah, and the job market seems to be strong still. I mean, I think the last week we saw more layoffs, but not that many. And the job situation in Illinois, and our unemployment rate is at a record low and nationally as well. So you're not really concerned about the job market at all?
Well, maybe I'll go a step further. I think my clients are more concerned about finding adequate quantity of labor than the other way around. So I'd say there are some corporates that are starting to right-size their overall employee base, but when it comes to the manufacturing line, there's actually a much wider labor shortage out there than the opposite.
I'm hearing you sound, again, optimistic about the local economy.
Yeah, especially in the Midwest region. I mean, we've got such great swath of family-owned businesses and the small and medium-sized businesses that our bank supports. You know, when we look at our client base, again, balance sheets are clean. I'd say performance is not substantially lower than where it was this time last year, and demand seems to be holding through the first 8 months here, and we see a good solid track record towards the last quarter of the year as well. So yes, I remain optimistic through the rest of 23, and we'll see what 24 brings for us.
All right, Joe. Good conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Sure. You can always reach out to me on LinkedIn or shoot me a quick email at doug.mcclure, that's doug.mcclure, at associatedbank.com.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Doug.
All right. Thanks for your time, Steve.